Okay, I get the vach. It's today's daf is Beitza daf lamed tes, the second to last daf in the Masechta. We left off three lines from the bottom of lamed chesam beis, just to remind ourselves, get our bearings. We were discussing that when a woman borrows some ingredients, water, salt, for her, or condiments for a dish, the Mishnah said that the food now, this mixture, the dough or the dish, has the restrictions of the tchum of both of the one who provided those extra ingredients and the woman who is now ultimately using it. The Gemara was bothered by Akasha, these Gedalim. There's a question who the three Gedalim were, but Eretz Yisrael were bothered. Why Rabbi Abba, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, he found them being Isaac in the Shiloh. Why don't we say bittul? We should say that the water, the salt, is bittul to the dough, and therefore the tchum should be totally with the tchum of the woman who has the dough, and the tchum of the one who's provided the water and salt should not play any role. That was the Shiloh. So Rabbi Abba wanted to give an answer that's based on mamonis. Mamonis isn't bittul, only Isra's bittul. Whole interesting shakvataya on Lamed Chesma Beis. Till we got to the Mar's final point was that even if you say that Mamanis is in Batul, Isser is in Batul, but Tchum is still Isser. Tchum is maybe Isser based on Mamanis, but at the end of the day, Tchum is still Isser. That was Mar's last line, that how could you compare Isser to Maman? Yes, granted, the Maman part's not Batul, and that was the case of Abba was being riot from, that you're not going to say a person who has 10% of a partnership, his chelik is Batul and the rest. You don't say Bittul by Mamanis, but by Isser we do say Bittul, and granted, Tchum is based on ownership, but at the end of the day, Tchum is still a Dinisser, and therefore it should be Batul. So the Mer gets back to that. So if that's the case, back to the question of these three different Amram, why that was sitting together, why is there no Din Bittul in our Mishnah? Legabe the Tchum. Answers the Gemara, three answers. Time of my Abai Amar Abai says, Gzeira Shema Tasa Isa Beshutfas. Again, we're at the bottom of Lam Chesman Beis. It's a Gzeira. Maybe a woman's going to make a dough Beshutfas. In this case, where the dough is totally being made by one woman, and she simply borrowed some ingredients from the other woman, and a Chalami, really the Tchum should be solely based on the Tchum of the Ish who now has the dough. But it's a Gzeira unto a case where two women actually went and made a dough in partnership, and over there, Itak would have the restriction of both Tchumim. So this is very similar. So he's saying the same Allah is going to apply. Rav Amar, the time spices, condiments, spices are meant for flavor. And flavor, we know in Hilchas Issa v'Heter, even though we have Dino of Bittul, B'Shishim, and the like, when it comes to flavor, if something's being put in for flavor, it's not Bittul, even B'Shishim, because it's dear for flavor. It has a chashivas, and therefore it's not Bittul. Rashi learns Rav and Abaya are not arguing. Rav was saying a svara for cook for tafshil, and Abaya was saying it's for baking. Abaya was saying it's for that why by baking it's not bottle zero on the case they have a dope b'shefus. And Rav was saying it's for that relates to specifically tavlin, specifically relates to food, not like I'm baking. That's how Rashi learns. Tesis of argues, he says no. Avada, Abaya, and Rava are saying two different answers. It's two separate answers. Abaya Amar, Rava Amar. It's two separate answers. Abaya's teretz was said by baking, but the same svara applies for a tafshil as well. And on the flip side, Rava's svara was said by a tafshil, but the same svara of giving flavor could apply by baking as well. And therefore, both the teretzim are separate teretzim. According to Tesis, according to Rashi, not okay. Top line of the page.
One question. If tavlin, even if it has taste and it has very sharp and devolving, you're not going to get that tavlin back. The person's going to give you back different tavlin. That's what's bothering me about this.
One second, different what? The question is we're talking about bittul. Lamaisa, the tavlin belonged to the other person, and anything that belongs to the other person should have the other person's tchum. And if that's the case, if it's in my food now, my food should be restricted to that tchum. Narvas, what was the havmina? Because it's bittul. If it's bittul, then I have all the food, I'll have my own tchum, and not the tchum, even with the...
So who I then, if the person gave it as a matana?
Yeah. The fact that, whether it's a... 100%. Yeah, the point is that it has, it's still significant, it's not batal, and what's not batal, we have to be worried about the tchum of that component. Okay, top of Lamatas Manalav, Rav Ashi, a third tarot, this is for, we actually quoted the other day in the Shir, Rav Ashi Sfar, the guy to answer something else. Bishop David Dovish, the Matirin, the Chodovish, the Matirin, I feel bad for Batul. There's a separate Sfar, anytime we have Isser Shabbos, or in this case, it's Yom Tov, it's a time related Isser. After a certain point of time, it will be Mutter. The Isser over here is only, the Tchum is only while there's still, while it's Shabbos, while it's Yom Tov. Second Shabbos, Yom Tov over, there's no problem with Tchum. We don't see Bittul on something which is which has a heter. The Lamdash explanation we've given in the past, why we don't say bittul, is because if it's going to become mutter, the whole idea of bittul is because we have kind of, bittul works through comparing and contrasting. If I have a smaller item, let's say, it's got to be smaller for bittul, obviously, a small item in a bigger item, then eventually at some point we say the small item loses its significance and therefore it's not chashiv. So over here, the main point over here is what's creating the separation here is this item is usser and this item is mutter. So the isser we want to have that the Isser is insignificant and therefore butthole to the heter. But if the Isser itself will become mutter, it's almost like a min b'mina type of idea. Once this itself can become mutter, so therefore we don't have that strong contrast to create the bittle in the first place, and therefore we say, Dav Yishish Matir is like mutter. In our case, says Ravashi, you're right, really the water and the salt of the woman should be butthole, but lemais it's going to be mutter after Shabbos anyway, after Yantav anyway, and therefore we don't say bittle. Okay, last line of the Mishnah was, Rabbi Yehuda says that water is takapata from the tchum of the one who gave it. Again, to Liza's point from a minute ago, whether the person gave it with intent to get back, you're not getting back the same water, or whether they gave it as a matana, either way, the main focus is that the water belonged to someone else, and that other person had tchum, and the Tanakhama held that you're restricted to that tchum, and Rav Yehuda says, no, the gabi water, you're not restricted to the tchum. Ask the Gemara, mayim ima chlei, he's arguing only gabi water, not the gabi salt, but time went to the Baish B'leimer, mayim umelach b'teilem, b'im b'is b'im b'kdera. He says, salt and water are batal, not just water, salt is also batal, whether it's in a dough, whether it's in a k'dera, but the water is not only, the salt is batal, just like the water. So why in our Mishnah is he only stressing the water? Like Kasha, habmelch s'deimis, habmelch s'trikainis. It turns out, so we're talking about, there's like thinner, finer salt, which is actually the way Rishonim explained that's the salt. Rashi says, well, we wash my machreinim, in the Mar Menachos discusses, you wash my machreinim because it was scared of the salt that's on the finger, that fine salt that you may not notice is there, and then when a person puts the finger to the eye, it may cause damage to the eye, so my machreinim is to get rid of that salt. That's the thin salt we're talking about. That salt's batel. The Gabi Arsiga, that's the salt, the Melch's name is, that's batel. The salt was saying that would have, and that's the salt that in the Bryce Rebuta says, my Melch is batel. Over here, where we're saying, Rebuta argues on our Mishnah only on water, and not on salt, is because the salt we're referring to is like a thicker, more coarser salt, and that salt is still noticeable even after the mixture, and therefore it's not going to be batal. Habit melech is strikainis. Here we're talking about in our Mishnah, melech strikainis, and over there Rebuta is not going to say it's batal. Ask more, still we have another question. We're saying by us that water for sure is batal. Water is batal, and we had a discussion about salt, but ask the Gemara, we see the Brisa, that Maimu Melch Batel Be'isa, the bottle in a dough, Ve'ein Batel Mekdera, Me Ritva. It's not bottle in the Kdera because of the sauce, the liquid, which makes it, it's still noticeable, it's still discernible, and therefore it's not bottle. We see Maim is not bottle. Gemara says simple Teretz. By the way, this Kash could be Kash on the Brisa we quoted before, a minute ago, Maimu Melch Batel Be'isa, Be'im Be'kdera. It says it's bottle, Sayin a dough, Sayin a Kdera. Here the Brisa clearly saying, not making a decision to Isa Kdera, or Kash, and we said in a mission. In general, Vida says, Stamazait, bottle, Maya's bottle. It doesn't make a distinction between Isa and Kedera. Again, clearly over here in this Brisa, this most recent Brisa, he's making a chalik between Kedera and Isa. So the question is the same L'chaira against our Mishnah or against the Brisa we just quoted. Either way, the answer is going to be the same as well. The question is, over here he seems to be saying that a water in a Kedera is not bottle. Until now, he seems to be saying, according to Buddha, water even a Kedera would be bottle. Marcus like Kasha, simple answer. Above a bracket, depends how thick the Kedera is, depends how thick the dish is. The most common example that could pop into my mind, at least, where you have the same type of dish that could be, I mean, it could be separate dishes, but even within one dish, you sometimes find people that have chalons that are very dry, usually in the more high mission circles, you have very dry chalons. Elsewhere you have chalons that are a little more moist, a little more liquidy, a little more soupy, we'll call it. So when the liquid is noticeable, we're going to say it's not batal. When the liquid is not so noticeable, when it's kind of mixed in, it's more dry, then even though there was mayim in there, it no longer, it's going to be batal. When the liquid is more noticeable, it won't be batal. That'll be the chilek. Okay, says that's the answer, the stira, not the stira, but the brises, the seeming stira in the brises, where he says that water is buttle, talking about where it's not liquidy, and where we say in review that the water is not buttle, is where it's discernible, it's more noticeable. Says the Mishnah, Hagachelas, the coal, Kiragle Bailam, what is Vaitu we're talking about, Vaitu Dine Trumim? The coal has a trum like the Bailam, the owner of the Gachelas. The shalhevis, which is what we think basic, it's basic halacha. Whatever belongs to a person has the tchum of that person. Shalhevis b'chol makom, here's the chiddush. But the flame, the shalhevis itself, can be moved anywhere because the flame itself is not considered as in by mamashas, and therefore it's not restricted to tchum. The obvious question is going to be, how are you moving the flame? Presumably, you're moving the flame with something that's holding it. The item that's holding it is restricted to tchum. So what are you benefiting? The simple. Answer is, Rashi really addressed in the Mishnah, if I go over to your flame and I take a candle and light it from your flame, which you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, that's mutter, that's a simple scenario where the flame will no longer be restricted to your tchum, rather it'll get my tchum. Yes, my candle has a tchum. My candle that I'm holding has a tchum. But the point of saying the Shalhevis doesn't have a tchum is that I can go over to your flame and light from your candle, take from the flame a light to my candle, and I'm not restricted now to your tchum and your candle's tchum. I get my own tchum from my own candle. That's the idea. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Says that Gemara, the Mishnah further. Gachelas shel hektish ma'ilam bay. And two more halachas to gabe gachelas. The gachelas of hektish has meila. The coal has meila. Shalavis leinenem v'leimaylan. But the shalavis, the flame, does not have meila. There is leinenem means you can't have anah, but v'leimaylan there is no meila. Now, we've discussed in the past, it comes up more in Kachim. We discussed in the past often when it says leinenem v'leimaylan, the typical taish we teach it as leinenem, it's aser tabana mitarabanan. However, leimaylan, but there is no meila daraisa. That's a typical simple taish, and that is clearly the taish in our Gemara. But we did explain elsewhere when we had these words that you could learn leinenem iser anah mitaraisa. We did have that. We had certain instances in Kachim where we said, Leinenim, even Isar Na is Midaraisa, but not Mila. There could be a concept within Kachim of Isar Hana without, not every Isar Na is always just Mila. Right? That is a Madrig we discussed, and Tamura came up, Benachas, but the point is more in the Rishainim, not the Gemara itself. I believe it's more in the Rishainim. But either way, in this Gemara, it's going to be clear. The Gemara is going to say black and white, the Leinenim over here is a Xera. So Leinenim over here is Drabban, it's going to be clear coming up in the Gemara. Fine. So the Gachelis has Isar. Isser Hana on Hekdish Isamila. Where's the fire? The Shalavis, there's no Isamila. There is a sun up, there's no Isamila. Last in of Gachelos and flame. Hamais Gachelos Shish Rabim, one who carries a coal into Shish Rabim, Chayev is Chayev. Whereas Shalavis, one who carries a flame, and again, here's where the Mer is going to focus on how you're carrying the flame without something beneath it. Whenever it's beneath it, you should be Chayev for that. Shalavas not putter, one who carries a Shalavas alone is going to be putter. Tanaban, the Mer brings a Brisa which lists five things that are dinim that are related to Shalavis and Gachelos, and before we even see them inside, we're not going to creep into the lumdus, but to tell the Zakar very bothered, why is the Mishnah listing 3 and the Brice listing 5? I mean, why is the Mishnah only list 3 cases and the Brice list 5? Really, the whole sugya came up because we had one din, the Gabei Tchum. That's our sugya. We had the Gabei Tchum, yet the Mishnah goes on to list 2 other dinim, the Brice is going to list 4 other dinim. Why does the Brice have 2 more dinim? So the Zakar just answers that, and I'm not going to go into the nuance. I didn't actually work it out, the nuance of each case, but that the two cases of our mission that we quoted, the Gabe Me'ila and the Gabe Shabbos, they really lend more Hezber into our Sugi of Tchum. It really relates more to Tchum, into our Sugi of Tchum, as opposed to the two other cases that can be aired in the Breisa. One is Avaita Zara, and one is Neder. Avaita Zara, Neder. Those two cases will not add more Legabe Ardin. They don't add anything extra Legabe Ardin of Shalavs of Tchum. So, yeah, we did speak out of the cases, and the Mishnah knew there's other cases like the Breisa, but the Mishnah chose not to speak them out because it wasn't adding for Tchum, whereas these adding for Tchum, exactly what these adding for Tchum. I'm not exactly sure. I just wanted to point out that this distinction, that Tozakov is onto the distinction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. What are the five cases of the Braisa? Again, three of them we learned already. First two are for the Mishnah. Hakechelos b'ragli b'aylam. The Gechelos, the burning coal, that has din of the ragli b'aylam, as opposed to the Shalheves, is b'chol makim. You can take anywhere, no tchum, as our Mishnah. Gechelos shalhekdash b'aylam b'aylam. The second of the Mishnah as well is the second of the Braisa. Gechelos of hektish has mila, where Shalheves leinenem v'leim b'aylam. It's asr to have anah midrabanan, but it is no isr mila. Gechelos shalvei zareh is a new one. It's Aser, Vishalavis Muteris. The Gachelos of Vaidzar is also where the Shalavis Mutter. What does that mean, the Shalavis of Vaidzar is Mutter? It's Machalikis Nachrainim already. If that means, meaning the Prima Gadim already discusses Yam Shishlema, does it mean that you're allowed to directly light, let's say, from a candle of Vaidzar? You let it go light from a flame of Vaidzar? You let it take your candle and light directly? Or does it mean one Madrega further? That once the Avodah Zarah's flame lit something else, I can go get from the secondary thing. I can go let me get Bavana from the first. That is a machlekes. People go seems to say that for the secondary. Marshal Yom Shleima seems to say even for the first thing, even the Avodah Zarah flame directly, I can light. It actually answers a question that our Shainim are bothered. That there's a question the Gemara Bracha says that one is not allowed to use, very appropriate, very time related. Avdallah. We just made Avdallah. One is not allowed to make an Avdallah on a Nair. The Nair cannot be a Nair of Avodah Zarah. And the Shem are bothered, that's the Mishnah Brachas. What about what Kortar Sugi should be a problem? The Gachelas is an issue, but not the flame. Flame is not an issue. And the Shem Tak answer, we're talking about when it means the Mishnah over there must mean when the Gachelas is a Avodah Zarah. Gachelas of Avodah Zarah you can't use for Avdallah because it's not just the flame, it's the Gachelas, and therefore that's a problem. That is how the Rishonim answer the question. But according to Amachlekes Achronim, we just pointed out, Marshal and Pribigadim, Lechayra, if you say that the Isra is, there's a difference between taking lighting my candle from the original flame or lighting it from a secondary flame, that could be the answer. The Mishnah Brach is talking about for the first flame, that's Taka problem, and the our Sig is talking about the second flame is Mutter, but the first flame Taka with the rain, also the original flame and also, that could be a distinction, I think, to answer the Kasha from Brachas. Okay, number four. Hamaitzi Gechelos Rishus Rabim Chayev, one who carries, that's again, number four is also in our Mishnah, one who carries Gechelos Rishus Rabim Chayev, as opposed to Shalheve, Vishalheve's Pater. And number five is a new din, a second din, the Bryce says new, Mudra Anam Mechaver, one who makes the Nedar, not to benefit from his friend, Us Bechaltei, he cannot benefit from his friend's Kol is Gechelos, Umut Bechaltei, but he is allowed to benefit from his friend, Shalheve's, from the flame. Ask the Gemara, Mashah Shav Shavai Dezara, Tishari, Mashah Dekta Shasimir. We're saying that Shalheve's of a Hektish is Usr. And we're saying the Shalheve's of a Dezara is Mutter. Right now, the problem, the Gemara's question is not on the Iker, the rice level quote, because we already said, Shalavas of Vaidazara is lay nanim v'lay mayil, there's no me'ila. So there's no the rice the kisser, but there is lemais israna. So why, if a geyser that the Shalavas, Gachelas is shorasa by both. The Shalavas was saying by Vaidazara was saying is mutter, whereas by Hector was saying the Shalavas also remains usra, at least mid rabbanim. Why is there a chilik they make a gezerah by Shalavas of Avaydazara, I'm sorry, by Hektish, and not by Avaydazara. Answers the Gemara, Avaydazara, de me'isa, obadili, min ishim, in shemineh. Avaydazara is mayas, and people are, they're buddle from it. It's disgusting, they distance themselves from Avaydazara. Like goes Rabbanan. Rabbanan didn't feel such a need to make a gzeira that the chalas of is usher, it's bad some usher, and the flame didn't feel a need to make a gzeira to protect using the flame because you make up using the chalas. No, they didn't feel a need. Hektish, laymas, flavor the inchemineh. Hektish is obviously not mayas, and people aren't Bedili from it, because Rabbanan, the Rabbanan chose to make a gzera. And they're trying to point out this lumdus of Bedili Minei, right? Always is everything's is all relative. It's all relative. Like in Pesachim, we discussed that people aren't buddle from when you have Basav Chalam on the same table, that could be a problem, right? That could be a problem. But let's say when you have Chametz on the table, when someone's eating Chametz on one's table, I mean, no yid could be in chametz, obviously, but even say a guy, this could be even more of a concern. Why? Because chametz, a person eats all year round. Since a person eats all year round, he's less bundled from it, and therefore the more concerned of Pesach, he may come to eat it. Whereas basav v'chalav, there could be a svara that people never eat basav v'chalav together, or he comes for the opposite way, that basav v'chalav all year round, everyone else keeps separate, opposite. Basav v'chalav, all year round, everyone could eat both basar and chalav, and therefore you may mistake and eat it, if it's on the same table, you may eat it together. Whereas chametz on Pesach, because it carries such a thing, even though you are used to eating all around, therefore there could be more badal mineh. My point just is that in the idea of the concept of badal mineh, we find madrigas, and each one is all relative. Over here, our Gemara is just comparing. We're not saying hektish is legabe other things. We may say hektish is not badal mineh, but legabe compared to avodah zarah. Compared to other things, we may say hektish, we are badal mineh. Like avodah zarah, hektish is less badal mineh than avodah zarah. Okay. It says more further. One who does aitzah, that's in our Mishnah, that's also in the Braisa. One who does aitzah on the gechelos, mishas rabim shabbos, is chayiv. But if he does aitzah for the shalheves, is pater. In fact, the more Tanya makes a shalheves kolshu chayiv, I will learn to point carries that a shalheves kolshu is chayiv. Amrav Sheishes, Kigayin Sheitzu Yubikesim. He carried out the Shabbos with a splinter. So he's chayiv for the splinter. The flame that's not attached to a source, it's not going to chayiv for. When the flame's attached to the source, it's even more than that. It's not just that you chayiv for the splinter. Well, I'm saying it wrong. It's actually, we're going to see in a second, you're not chayiv for the splinter. What I mean is, when the flame is attached to the splinter, you're chayiv for the flame. When the flame is totally by itself, then you're putter. So our Mishnah says the one who carries the flame is putter, so it's just a flame. And when it says in the Brisa, the one who carries the flame kolshu, it means the flame attached to the splinter, and he's chayiv for the flame. Ask the Gemara, why does it come out to the flame in that case? Why are you not chayiv for the splinter itself? If you take the Mishnah Kisam, then let him say in the Brisa, where it's the flame is attached to a splinter, you're chayiv for the splinter itself. The Mishnah says very simple, but less lushira. Where the splinter doesn't have a shear, why? The time we learned in the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah Shabbos on Daf Peites. What's the shear of Eitzah? Most of Shabbos, we know, at least half the Masechta actually is focused on Eitzah. What's the shear of Eitzah for a kisim, for a splinter? The shear of Eitzah is enough to cook an egg, enough to cook a beitza kala, an easily cooked egg, which we discussed over there exactly that what it is you need, but it's more certainly more than the splinter. A splinter is not enough. A small splinter is not enough to cook even an easily cooked egg, and therefore he's only going to be chayav for Eitzah, not for the splinter, but for the shalhevis that's on the splinter because it's connected to the sheish by mamashas. That combination creates a chiyav with the flame itself. That's the Gemara's first. First answer to the seer between the Bryce and the Mishnah. Abayomar, meaning again, the Mishnah says, one's only chayav for the gechelos, not for shalavis. Bryce says, chayav for shalavis. Case is, where it's talking about it's on a splinter, and therefore you chayav for the shalavis because it's connected to the splinter. Abay gives a different answer. Actually, so, even before.
I'm not chayav for the splinter because I can't cook and bake the color.
Correct.
I'm chayav for the shalavis because the purpose of the shalavis is what?
No, let me say, I'm not sure if this is where you're going, but you're actually speaking, you started off with a nice point. Maybe you have a different point, but yeah, I'm not chayav for the splinter alone because it's not a shear. I'm not chayav for the shalheves alone because it's aimed by mamish. But the shalheves is significant, batsim, but it's aimed by mamish, it has no mamashes to it. Once shalheves is on the splinter, the fact that shalheves has use. Shalheves has use.
Well, but light another thing.
Whatever, yeah, shalavis has use, exactly. I know that. Well, maybe it itself could cook eventually. Shalavis has use. Once the shalavis has use, and it's connected to something, that combination is enough to be mikhaya for the shalavis. That's clear, for the shalavis. Okay, now there is a key point over here. Again, if you meant to say something else, you can switch it up. But that's, I think that's the answer to where you go. There is another point over here. It's really, I don't know if you remember from Shabbos. We know we said, but it's a nice lumdus, but it comes up in Shabbos a couple of places, that if one is carrying a kli, and the kli is carrying inside it, we know what's the shefa itzel, let's say for food. Kesevis, not kesevis, a little bigger, kesevis, kind of like on Yom Kippur, the shef of getting rid of Inoy, kesevis, right? So, maybe Shabbos, maybe I'm mixing up Gregris. Similar, it's also bigger than Kesevis, but Gregris. Shabbos is Gregris, Yom Kippur is Kesevis. Okay, fine. It doesn't matter. The point is, if I'm carrying in my kli food less than a Gregris, so the food itself, the lach is, if I carry less than a Gregris, I'm a chayef for carrying. Kli itself, if I carry by itself empty, I'm chayef for carrying a kli. If I carry a kli that has a food in it that's less than a Gregris, I'm not chayef for the Gregris, and I'm not chayef for the kli. Why? Because the kli is secondary to the food, it's there to support the food, and I'm not chayef for the food because the food is not a shir itzah, and therefore I'm not chayef for the kli either. This is an idea that came up in Shabbos multiple times. Eibazai, frekt mefarshim, bam kasha. Taisus discussed it. Other Rishonim discussed it. That over here, lechayra, you should say that the shalheves, the splinter, is bottle to the kli. To the shalheves. Shalheves is aimed by mamish, and therefore Hashem b'chayi b'chlal. So chayr is a starker taina. Chayr is a very starker taina. The splinter should be batal shalheves, and therefore Hashem b'chayi for the shalheves at all. One of me says the concept. So I see Lizzie shaking your head. I'm guessing because you're saying, because it doesn't make a difference if batal shalheves. The bottom line is, I'm a chayr for the splinter, I'm chayr for the shalheves. And one shalheves attached to the splinter, therefore I have a shechiv. So the way we're explaining it, chayr, that will be simple, that will be an answer to kasha and akrami. I think it's a good answer. But Taisk is a different answer. Taisk wants to say, a gshmak isvara, that I could say kli is batal to food, even if it's a food that's not a shear of food for itza, it's still food. And I'm using the kli to hold the food. Therefore, it's batal. Over here, on the tzad shalheves is aimed by mamish, the splinter can't be batal shalheves. You can't have it both ways. You can't have shalheves is aimed by mamish, as no chashivas, and the splinter is batal to shalheves. You can't say that. So once it's not batal, then you're back to having the splinter still exists. The whole idea was the splinter has no status, because it's batal, that's what they ask, because batal shalheves says taisvis, says Rishonim, you can't say it's batal to something which is less by mamish, that's the bottom taisvis over here by us. Okay. Says more further, second answer, what's the chiluk between our Mishnah, which says Shavas not chayev, and the bright says Shavas one is chayev? By Amar, according to Shaifi Mana Mishcha, we're talking about where the kli, let's say, was a material, was smeared with oil, vastly benura, and a flame was ignited on that item that is like some oil on it, some gas on it. So since it's considered that the flame is attached to the object that's holding it, therefore you're chayev for carrying such a flame. In fact, you're the same kash again. But if the only reason you're chayev for the flame is because the flame in the brace is attached to an object, had it been on its own, you wouldn't be chayev, so then the object you're going to be chayev for. B'chaspa, now we're talking about a shard, a broken piece of a kli, which is a chashev. Take lebishim chaspa, ask him what I mean. Why is the chaspa alone not chashev enough? But let's say shira, it doesn't have a shear. What's the shear by a chaspa? What's the shear by a broken shard, a broken piece of kli? It's time we learned to the Mishnah again in Shabbos. Cheres kidei bein patsim lechaveirei. The shear of a cheres, this Mishnah is actually on pay bays, not pay tes, on pay bays in Shabbos. The shear of clearing cheres is enough to put when you're lining up, let's say, beams or boards, and you want to put something in between them to make them align properly. So you used to put these little shards. It sounds to me sound kind of like a little shim. So you want to put these little shards in between. So it has to be big enough to be used for that purpose. If it's not big enough for that purpose, it's not chashiv. Different beauty says. So here too, we're talking about a shard that's not that big. It's smaller than that, and therefore the shard itself has no status for chiyuv, and the flame is attached to it. So it's enough to give chashiv to the flame that's attached to something. They chayiv a shalves, but you wouldn't be chayiv for the shard itself. Very similar answer to the splinter, just a different scenario. Ask the Gemara El Hadatan. So let's go back to Mishnah now. We're saying whenever you're carrying the flame with something, you're chayev. That's the brisa. You're chayev when the flame is carried with something, even if you're not chayev for the item it's being carried with. But the fact that the flame is attached to something gives a chashivas, and therefore it's chayev for itzah. So when the Mishnah says you're not chayev for carrying the flame, that means it's not being carried with anything at all. How on earth is the flame moving Yoshes Rabim if it's not being carried with anything? I love that a Meitzah Shavas Butter, one who's Meitzah Shavas Butter, hey, Chavashachas, what's the case? If it's with something, you always be chayev because you carry with item. If it's not with something, how are you carrying it? Going to do ya, Yoshes Rabim, where he fanned it. He threw the flame, he took the flame and he threw it, or he blew it, he fanned it into Yoshes Rabim. Actually, I'm saying those words, fanned it, blew it, as if they're interchangeable, not so simple. But the answer is, we're talking about where there is not nothing, the flame itself is flying into Shas Rabim, but it's being blown there. The way it's blown there actually could play a big role in a discussion like Abba Shabbos. Is one chayef for malacha if he does it ayide kaychay? Could a person be ayide malacha ayide blowing? He's not physically moving his hands or his feet or his body. He's blowing air from his mouth. Kuamichayev Shabbos Ayedei blowing is a shayel b'chlal. Kuamichayev and Melchah Shabbos Ayedei Keichay. Rav Sisi is a fink, has a shtickle, we discuss it, and our Gemara comes in this conversation. Whether our Gemara is a right or not could be totally in whether you learn the case is where he's fanning it. If he takes his hand with a fan and he's fanning the fire, that's a malacha b'yadai. He's doing b'yad, right? Again, our Mishnah anyway is saying he's not chayev. Why? Because Shalav is imam mamish. But the question is, if Keichay is not chayev, anyway, so even if there would be a mamash to the flame, if nafkamina be, let's say he doesn't blow a flame, let's say he blows a pen, let's say he blows another, a physical item, something which has more mamashas, into shizravim, is he going to be chayev? If you hold our case is our sugya is talking about even when he's blowing with his mouth, it would be an araya that when one blows, let's say an actual chayvitz, a pen, a pin, something that he blow into shizravim, he would be chayev. He did it so with his mouth by blowing it. If you hold the case that we're talking about where he fanned it, let's say you're fanning it with his yad, so maybe dafka there you chayev, butaka without a kayach bichlal, without moving his yad bichlal, just a kayach that comes out of him, could be that wouldn't be enough. It could be totally in. It's, they certainly bring this gemara as a raya within that discussion. Okay. Zakti Mishnah. This is the second last Mishnah in the. No, sorry. There's a couple of Mishnah. There's another Mishnah. There's another one. Tomorrow's half as well. But this is a. There's two more. Third to last Mishnah that we're going to have in this Masechta. Bar Yashayachid Kiragla Yachid. The bar, which has water in, of course. So the water inside the bar is totally in the tchum of the person who owns the bar. Vishal Ancha is here. A bar that belongs to the people of a city, correctly, I trace here. So, as the regular, basically, a city, of course, is like Dal Amis. So, it can go 2,000 Amis in every direction outside the city. If one person happens to make an Erev to go 4,000 Amis out of the city one direction, he gave up his the other direction totally. Doesn't matter. He can't carry the water. He can't take the water. Let's say Yantiv is not carry. He can't take the water with him past the 2,000 Amis mark because it's totally in the Trum of the people of the city. Shalil Bavel, the water from the bar is going up from Bavel to Israel. Kiragla Mamala, that water is Hefker, and therefore that water gets the status of like the one who fills it up. If this sounds different than what we had just in yesterday's daf, like for Shabbos, it feels like a long time ago, but we had the Flamet Ches, we discussed from Rabbi Chamanuri that when you have things of Hefker, halach is, they get their own trum. Chafzei Hefker, this is a Gemara we had, Lamaches Amabez, this is a Gemara we had right at the end of yesterday's year. Chafzei Hefker get their own Shvisa, their own, because no one owns them, it gets its own Tchum. So it gets Tchum as from where it is. So this sounds to be different. And Achami, it is different. It's arguing, this Tana is clearly arguing, the Tana of this person is arguing and saying that no, Chafzei Hefker get a Tchum based on whoever ultimately is Kainet, that's the Tchum. And we use this actually, if you remember, a couple of days ago, so we were tying together past to be blah, we used a couple of days ago to explain when we talked about the Shar of the fattener, of the one who's fattening the animals, the share of the person who fattens the animals, was actually the top of Lamechasim and Alf. Top of Lamechasim and Alf, the share shall pet them, we said, it, the people who take it, hold of it on Yom Tov, it gets their tchum, the buyers, not the share of the one who fat, not the tchum of the one who fattened it up. Why? So, you could say, Altsbreira, since it was destined to go to that person, therefore it gets his tchum. But the problem is, Shmuel was the one that said clearly, Alamed Zion Amid Beis, when the Machoik is the Rav, Shmuel didn't seem to hold a Breira B'chal. Rav seemed to make a distinction, whether they say Breira by the barrel, or by the, as opposed to by the animal, Chavis, yes, animal not, because Yannick Mehadadi, Shmuel said, of course, the board, none of them. You don't say Breira, it gets the tchum. If you have two partners owning a barrel and owning a cow, it gets the tchum of both partners. It's restricted to the common areas of both partners. So Shmuel clearly didn't hold the Breira, yet by the fattener, Shmuel is the one that says that the guy who fattens up animals, whoever ultimately gets the animal, it's going to be his tchum. It sounds like on a basic level, it's going through Breira. That was the question we had over there. We had various pshatim, but one of the answers we gave was that since the fattener is fattening up to sell it, to give it to, it's not free, but he's fattening to give to people, it's like Chefzei Hefker. And Chefzei Hefker don't have a tchum going into Shabbos because right now no one owns it, and it gets a tchum like whoever picks it up, whoever's kainet. So Shmuel will learn that the fattener, because he's fattening up for whomever, to the original, to whom it may concern, to whoever may be the one that's kainet, it's like Chefzei Hefker, and therefore when the person's kainet, he'll get that tchum, even according to Shmuel, without Breira, you have to come out to Breira. It was always that. That's like Chefzei Hefker, where even without Breira, it doesn't get a tchum when Yom Tov starts. It gets a tchum when the person's kainet. So in the Anamid Beis of Lamed Ches, we had Rabbi Chamanuri says clearly that the items, even if they're hefker, it gets a tchum of where it's at, so it wouldn't help this vara. But here, according to the time of this Mishnah, we're saying the Chefzei Hefker get a tchum like whoever's kainet. Now, for beautiful, for the answer we gave a couple of days ago. Okay, says the Gemara. Kiragam Amal. Says about Rami Le'i Rav Lam Nachman. Rami asked a question of Nachman. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Bar Sheyachid Kirag Le'yachid. The bar of the Yachid has like the, this is the Tchum of the Yachid himself. For a minute we have a Stira. Nahari Sabayishchim Minus Anayvim. The water that flows from streams and these springs, they, what's the look about them? Harein Kiragle Kol Adam. They have the Tchum of Kaladam, meaning whoever takes hold of these waters, since these waters are moving when Shabbos Yantav starts, so it gets the Tchum of whoever picks up. There's a Shaila what that means. Does that mean that if Reuven picks up, it gets his Tchum? Once Reuven draws it, it's his Tchum, and it stops with Reuven's Tchum? Or what if Reuven goes and draws it, and then he gives it to Shimon? Does it even have that? Even Shimon's Tchum, because it's the waters, but waters that are moving. It was mamish, not just waters that were we'll call, not, it's better than the case of Hefker. The waters themselves are moving, they can't be restricted to Tchum. If the waters, the way they stand today, they're moving and they're going to continue moving throughout Shabbos, they get no Tchum at all. So again, we're saying that these waters don't have a Tchum, and the Machlokes is, what Tchum does it get? Does it get ultimately the Tchum of the end user, the final guy? Or whoever draws it from the stream, that's the Tchum it gets. That's the Machlokes in the Rishonim, how to learn this din. But again, either way, it doesn't get the Tchum of, let's say, the assumption of errors. We're talking about even waters that belong to a person. It belongs to a private person, the stream, and it doesn't get his Tchum. The stream's going through his property. It doesn't get his Tchum. It doesn't get Tchum at all because it's moving. So to presume this guy's bar is water that's flowing underneath, is going from place to place, and therefore it shouldn't be restricted to his Tchum. Why does it get the Tchum of like the owner? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's answer is fairly simple. It says Gemara, Amarav, Rabba, Hachamai Sin Bukhanasim. We're not talking about water that's flowing through a bar that's flowing on the bottom. We're talking about a bar that has water that's gathered. It's water that's gathered into a bar. Once it's gathered, of course, it has the Tchum of the Baal of it, but now we talk about the price as well. We're talking about water that's gathered, and a chanami if it was water that just flows through this guy's property, through his bar, but it wasn't gathered in his bar, it would not get his chum. It would get the chum like the person who picks it up, or like the end user, the one who's ultimately given to, but like one of those, but it wouldn't get the chum of the person just because it flows through his bar. He said that the bar, the chum of the baris, that for those that are going up from Babel Tzrol, is like the one who fills it up. Itmar. Mili v'nasa chaveris. What if one taka fills it and gives it to his friend? The question we just discussed a minute ago on the prior shell of the moving waters, we have a shell now on these baris that for the Babel. They're meant for the people going up. And the question is, Reuven fills it up and he hands it to Shimon. So what's the halacha? Rav Nachman, meaning whose chum does it get? Rav Nachman, Amar, Karag, the Mishnah is Malay. Shimon, the one who is the ultimate end user, it gets his chum. Rav Sheshit Amar, no, Karag, the Mala. It gets the chum of Reuven who filled it up. What's the machlekes? What's the lumdis? Micah, Mifugi, Mar, Savar, Bira, Def, Keru. Rav Sheshit holds the bar's hefker. And since the bar's hefker, Reuven cannot be kaina from hefker for Shimon. Reuven can be kind of hefker himself, not for Shimon. Why? That's a famous klal we have, that you can't be kind of on behalf of someone else, but makam shechav l'achirim. When I have something that I own, and I say, I want to give it to Hirsch, I want to give this item to Hirsch, to be kind of on behalf of Daniel. That works, because it's not being chav, it's not a negative for anybody else, because it's my item right now, books to me, it doesn't belong to anyone else anyway. I'm choosing to give it to Daniel through Hirsch, so Hirsch can go make the kinyan on behalf of Daniel. He's not local, so I have Hirsch make the kinyan on his behalf. That works. However, from Hefker, there's a concept that you cannot be mitzi, you cannot be kaina from Hefker for someone else because it's chav lacherim, it's at the expense of others. That's an idea in making kinyanim on behalf of others. So therefore, if Shesh is learning, we're saying that this bar has a din of Hefker. There's basically two ways to view this bar. I really should have started with this verse. There's two ways to view the bar. This bar for the Eile Regal, is it a bar that belongs to everyone or belongs to no one? Is there a famous Lamdish concept when it comes to anything that belongs to kind of governments and community, right? Is the streets, the Rishis Rabim, does it belong to everyone and we're essentially all shutfim in it? Or does it belong to no one really? No one has ownership of it. Yeah, we all contribute to make sure, we'll pay money and taxes to make sure the streets are taken care of because we all want to get use out of it. But the actual ownership of it is no one or is it everyone? Right? It's very big nafkaminas. So in our case, that's going to be the chilek. These bayris, are they hefker? Or do they belong to everyone b'shutfus? If they're hefker, I cannot be picking up fienim. So Sheshit says, whoever picks it up, it gets his chum. He chose to give the yenim, fine, but it still remains chum. Whereas if Nachman held, it gets the chum of whoever is the end user because he learns it's shutfus. And if it's shutfus, Reuven can pick it up. I'm out for Shimon. It's beautiful. Says my Mike Abifagi, Marcel Abir Defki.
Wouldn't it depend on his kavana when he picks it up? If he's picking it up for the other guy and he can't be kind of for the other guy, then he wouldn't be kind of himself.
You want to know, so the chum shouldn't be kinyi mechlal? And then what? And then when the other guy gets it, the other guy should get a kinyan.
And then the other guy should get a kinyan.
I hear. Says the Gemara, Ma'asav beer defkeru, or Ma'asav beer deshutfiu. Rav Sheshit holds it's a bar of hefker, and therefore he cannot be kind for the other guy, and therefore it gets his chum. And we still have to take contempt with Leon's issue. So if the guy didn't pick up, if his intent was tafka to kind for the guy, and it doesn't work, then the chura it should fight to be good. Okay. Omar Savar beard the shutfiu and the Rav Nachman held that it's shutfis, therefore he could be kind of for the other guy. Okay, that's the a nice explanation of the machlokes. Ace, the verse is 1 second. If that's the case, we have a question. Rav the Kasha, Rav Nachman. Ace, Rav Nachman, Harani alechirim. If Reuven says to Shimon, I am a chirim to you, Hamudr aser, the person against who the nether was made, is also to get benefit from the one who declared the nether. Pretty basic. Top of Lam Tesam Beis, Harei Ata Lai Chirim, and if one says to the other, you are unto me a Chirim, Hanaydir Aser, the one who declared the nether is Aser. So if I say, my stuff is also to you, you're Aser, to my stuff. If I say, your stuff is also to me, I'm Aser for benefiting your stuff. Hareini Alech Vata Lai, if he says, I and you me, both are Aser. And a guy has the power to do this, because a guy, very simple, a guy has the power to Aser, this is a basic idea, as we said in the Durham. I have the power to Aser anything on myself. So I can make anything of yours asr on me, and I have the power of asring my items on anybody else. I can do that. So I can make everything of mine asr on you, and you asr on me. Okay. Umutar mishalev bavel. In this case, we still mutter, they're both the asr of zebazah, but they're both mutter to benefit from the waters that are for the eil bavel. Vasum mishalev seir, but they're asr for the properties that are held in common by the people of the city. And the Eluhain, Bavel, what are things that belong to those going up from Bavel to Etzdrol? Harabayas, Halishkas, Bazaris, Barsham, Sadarach, Lubur, that's what we're talking about on the road. The Eluhain, Shalasir, Haruchayev, the streets, Beis Amechas, the streets, the Shul, and the Beis Amechas. The point just is very simple, that they were saying the items of the city have a din of Shutvis, and because they have a din of Shutvis, therefore they're both going to be us or on each other, because each one is a Chalik, and the other one therefore can't benefit from it. Whereas the items that are going up to the Eitzel, which we said include the Azaris, Lishkas, Byrus, in middle of the road, those items are Mamish Hefker, they're not belong to everyone, they belong to no one, and therefore, even though these two have an Isra but not each other, they're not benefiting from each other when they take from these, because these things are Hefker. So Zachar, it's Avi's Kasha, on Rav Nachman, Viamet, the way we're explaining Rav Nachman, Viamet, Birid the Shutfi, if you say that Bar has a din of Bar of Shutfis, and my mutter, according to Rav Nachman, who was saying the reason why you have the Tchum of the tchum could be the tchum of Shimon, because Reuven could be kind of behalf of Shimon. Al shutfis lechayra, why is it mutter vatznan? That's very interesting. The Gemara has to go to this mission. It has the kasha lechayra. We already have the kasha built into the first brisa. We already said the rechayiv, the base kasha, merchas are aser, presumably because of shutfin. But the Gemara wants to spell it out black and white clearly. That's aser al shutfis. Says the Gemara vatznan, has shutfin shenadra ana zemezeh? Should they make another of ana one for another? Assume the kasha chatzer, they can't go to the chatzer. Why? Because once each one owns a chelik of the chatzer, and each benefit from each other's chelik. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman will answer by explaining as follows. Lirchitz babar hachanami. Taka, to bathe in the bar is a problem. Hachamai eskinon, what's the case over here? Hachamai eskinon lamale is to fill up. Mamideka mamala, mamideka mamala. So we'll give you an interesting answer. This answer clearly is totally in Breira. Rav Nachman's going to say that to go and bathe in the bar, we're clearly benefiting from the bar itself and from all the waters when you're in the waters. That's taka problem. But, in a case where you're drawing water, we can easily say the reason why it's mutter, even though the shutfim, is because I'm taking my portion. Everyone's entitled to a portion. And when I take a portion, that was the portion that was always destined to me. You're taking the portion that was always destined for you. We're not benefiting from each other. And therefore it's okay. But of course, it has to work with the power of Beira. Says more for Rav Nachman Yesh Beira. But does Rav Nachman hold the power of Beira Vatan? We learned, again, in case Ach Shutfin, interesting, we don't be in the same case we wrote a couple days ago. Interesting, we'll be in a new case. Vatan, we learned Ach Shutfin, brothers who are shutfin in the father's estate. What does that mean? Two very basic dinim. Halach is that ma'is beima is only mechuyev when it's not shutfis. When it belongs to one person, yichay ma'is beima. When it belongs to shutfim, there's no chiyev ma'is beima. The kolbein, the halach is a person who gives money to the from machzor shekel to the gizber, so he's got to pay the extra fee, the small kolbein, because usually people don't have. If you have exact machzor shekel, exact change, you're good to go. But if you're giving a shekel and getting back change, half a shekel, so you have to give a kolbein as like a kind of an exchange fee. So the halach is that in one household, if the father is giving machzor shekel on his own behalf, on behalf of his son, or if he's giving machzor shekel on behalf of a few of his children, he doesn't have to pay the kolbein. When it comes from one household, you don't get charged that kolbein fee. We view it as if you're giving a full shekel for one household. You don't have to pay the kolbein fee. That's the halacha. So the shalav is as follows. You have an estate. This estate was, well, we're discussing whether it was divided or not. If the estate is considered divided, and the brothers now, even if they're pulling the stuff together, they have a din of shutfim. So if they have a din of shutfim, they would be putter from ma'aser behema, but they'll be chayav in the kolbein. Because once they're shutfim, they're not considered one estate, and therefore that ptur for the kolbein is gone. If they're still putter from the kolbein, that means they're considered still because they're basically the father's estate. They're just both enjoying together using the father's estate, but it's still considered, like, even the father's gone, it's still the father's estate. They're putter from the kolbein, but they'd be chayiv ma'aser behema. That is the Mishnah that discusses brothers who are shutfim. Vam Rav Anan, This is only when they divided the gedayim, the baby goats, corresponding the sheep, or the sheep corresponding the baby goats. Meaning, if you say that when they divide it up and each one gets what they were destined to get, which would work with the concepts of Breira, that would only work if we say that, let's say there were 10 sheep, each brother got 5. 10 goats, each one got 5. You could say each one got what they're destined to get. But if one brother takes all the goats corresponding to the sheep, that's clear they bartered it, they made a transaction, they made a trade. It's not considered Yerushim that they inherited what they're destined to get, but it's more of a sale, a transaction. Says Rav Anan, Dafk, when they did Gedim, Kineget Tlem, Tlem, Kineget Gedim, do we say, and they have a din of Shutfim, and therefore the Pater from Meiser Behema and the Chayiv and the Kobayim. Avachog Gedim, Kineget Gedim, Tlem, Kineget Tlem, but what if they divided up the Gedim, Kineget corresponding to the Gedim, and the Tlem corresponding to Tlem, the sheep, goats corresponding to goats corresponding goats. So, according to Rav Anan, we say, Yesh Be'era, Oymer Zelchel Kamegia, Risham Rishayna Lagach. We say that's the Chelik that each one's destined to get, and therefore, since each one only got their original Chelik they're destined to get, each one has the status of a Yerish. And when they pull it back to the state, if they were to go and pull it back together to the state, it wouldn't be viewed as if now they're becoming new shutfim, which would again make them each chayev in, make them chayev in kolbein, and have a status and still be part of their mitzvah payment because they're shutfim. No, they'd be considered one estate. They put it back to the father's estate. Each one I taken was zest of them, and they put it back. There was never any barter, never any exchange that took place, and therefore mekayach breira would go back to the original status of being one with the estate of the father. That's all Rav Anan. We need the next sheet, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Ami argues and says, we don't say Breira. And therefore, I feel the Gedim Kinek Gedim, Tlam Kinek Tlam, even if you designated, you set aside for the children, the Gedim Kinek Gedim, Tlam Kinek Tlam, Ein Ar Mezechak Amagia Mishar Mishan Lekach. We don't say this is the Chelik that was always destined to go to this brother, and this Chelik was always destined to go to that brother. Meaning, we say that in every portion, 50% of every piece really belongs to each brother, and when they split it up, they're bartering it, they're kind of making exchange, they're making a transaction, they're making a sale. So right away, it's already considered like a deal was made, and then when they put it back together, it's still going to be a classic case of Shutfin. It won't be one estate. There'll still be a case of partners, two estates. But what do you see from the main point? Did you see Rav Nachman clearly does not hold the Breira? And our whole Teretz was in Rav Nachman was based on the presumption that Rav Nachman holds a Breira that each person going into the well, if they go in with a full body, it's a problem. But if they draw water, each one's drawing the water of what they were destined to get, of their portion, of their chelik. But that only works if you hold the Breira, and Rav Nachman does not hold the Breira. Gemara says, you're right. Ella, to call him a bear, Dafker of the bar we're talking about, Nachav Sheshes, the bar we're talking about, they both agree, we're talking about a bar of Hefker. So what's the machlokes? If we're talking about a bar of Hefker, what's the machlokes, whether it's an issue of Tchum or not, for the people drawing the water, if the status of Tchum is based on the one who drew it, who drew the water himself, or based on the one that he gives the water to? El hacha magbir mitzil chaveri, come if again. Machlokes says, when one's magbir mitzil chaveri, kana chaveri, that's kufa the machlokes. Marsover kana, Sheshes holds that he's kainet. Marsover like kana. This really gets on back to Leon, what you pointed out earlier in the shir, you hit the nail on the head. And so Rashi explains over here that Rav Sheshes holds that when I pick up something from a chaveri, from Hefker, to be kind of half of my friend, I can't be kind of directly on behalf of my friend because it's chav lacherim. It's to the detriment, to the expense of other people. So I can't be kind of directly for this specific person at the expense of others, but I can be kind to myself and then give it to him. Ah, but if I'm kind to myself and then give it to him, then of course it's going to have the restrictions, the tchum of me. That's Rav Sheshes. Whereas if Nachman held that I'm able to give it to him directly, like kana, I'm not kind in between. I can be kind it for him directly, and therefore, since I can have it directly, it will have the status, it will have the tchum of the person I was kind it for. So the machlok is really over here, comes back to really, it's kind of again what you were touching on before, that you were asking as a kasha, that if according to Rav Sheshes, if you're not kind it, so once you're not kind it, then you're on his behalf, so it should come out that it automatically gets the tchum of the first guy, karag the mamala, that's enacham, that's the one ultimately is answering, that it gets the tchum of the mamala, you're not kind it for the third party directly, you're kind it yourself and then give it to him, therefore it gets your tchum first, then it goes to him, and it retains your tchum, according to Nachman, goes directly to him, and therefore it gets the person who you filled up for gets his tchum. We'll pause over here and pick up Mitzvah tomorrow and make a see him finish the Masechta.